Hello there. I hope your Monday is off to a good start. Your new week is off to a good start. Sometimes these Mondays, these holidays off a major weekend, a holiday weekend, can be a little rough to get the engine going. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving as well. This is the Bernie Miklas Show here on my YouTube channel. Thanks for being with me again. As always, tip of the cap to you for subscribing and for all your comments. All right, let's get to Nolan Arenado, because over the weekend, this is a fun story. I want to emphasize this. It's a fun story, so I'm trying to have fun with it. So Arenado, the Cardinals third baseman, who may or may not be traded, and everyone's been going nuts as far as people, pundits in the media, and everyone speculating, well, putting out lists of like, well, here are 10 teams that could make a trade for Arenado, even though half of them basically, there's not a chance in you know what that they'll make a trade for Arenado. But this is a time of year where the content's a little lean, at least until some more and more transactions start to kick in with Major League Baseball, and it's doing that. So what did Arenado do if you missed this? Well, he started up a little bit because on his Instagram account, Instagram especially is something that a lot of athletes and celebrities use to just kind of show part of their, personal lives or their family life or whatever, to their fans, give them just a little look behind the scenes, what it's like away from the field or the arena, things like that. So what Arenado did, he was out with his family, he was out with some friends. He was born and raised in the LA area. He lives there in the off season. It's obviously a very near and dear place to him, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's like wherever you grow up, if you love your hometown, it's always going to be dear to you, right? So the fact that he's posting family photos on Instagram of going to various places around LA, in celebration of life and, the holiday season and all that stuff, that's no big deal at all. Nobody would think anything of it, except he laid some music, or he had someone lay some music into this Instagram. I'm just laughing, to go along with these Instagram photos on his Instagram account. And the song is Dodger Blue. Yeah. As in the baseball team, Dodger Blue. It's the eighth track from Kendrick Lamar's new album, GNX, which already is a huge hit, and it's already being heralded by all the critics. And Lamar grew up in L.A. He is loyal and loving to L.A. And this piece is a little different in that it's so mellow, and he's basically just – it's vibrant and mellow, and it's kind of a love letter to the – to the home base that he loves. He talks about various neighborhoods, this and that. It's really some work in there about the life of being a celebrity when you're in your hometown. And there's only a little bit of clapback stuff where he basically does have some stuff in there, kind of slapping around critics who don't know anything about LA, always putting LA down, that kind of thing. But anyway, it was a song that Kendrick Lamar, one of the giants in the industry right now, he just wanted to basically do his thing where he's paying homage to his hometown. And it's a really good song. I won't get into it, but it's a really good song. So Arenado chose to use that as the quote soundtrack of his photo collection. And so that got everybody going bananas, because everybody was looking for, okay, well, what does that mean? And you saw people commenting under the video or under the photo, under his post. That's okay. That's it. He's gone. He's a Dodger now. No, he's gone. You had people ripping them, savaging them. I assume some are Cardinals fans. It's like, oh, you don't want to be here. LA's so great. Get out. We don't want to watch you anymore. Get out. Go away. There was a lot of that. And then there was also a lot of people, and these are Cardinals fans because they identified them as such, basically took his side and said, oh, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. The Cardinals did you wrong. Oh, they brought you here under false pretenses. You thought they were going to try to win a World Series, and look at what's happening. And this is just a travesty. This is a debacle. I hope you get your way, because the Cardinals don't deserve you, that kind of stuff. And there's people that feel that way too. Plus, there's a lot of people that feel get out. You don't like it. We don't care. Bye. Bye-bye. You know, nuance is not, is basically non-existent on social media. Okay. There's no, you got to be extreme one way or the other way. And that's it. No middle ground, no gray area. So what does it mean? What did it mean? A lot of people, I saw some of my friends were writing quick blogs about this. Well, what does this mean? I don't think it means that there's a trade. I don't think it means that they're close to a trade, but maybe they are. And oh my gosh, what do we do? What do we make of this? Well, I'll give you some of my theories. How's that? Is that okay? Give you some of my theories. All right. Let's get to it. Number one, Nolan Arenado included the song Dodger Blue with his photos because he just loves the off season in LA and he was having a great time. One of those times where you just savor those moments with your family and friends, especially around the holiday season. You're just loving life. And the photos reflected that. And these photos were awesome. And the fact that it sort of reflected Arenado's state of mind in terms of just loving life right now. But the fact he included Dodger Blue as the song, well, maybe that also, which is a little added sweetener, is like, you know, my life's phenomenal. Maybe one more way it could be even better, right? But I think a lot of it is just that he was loving life and decided he loves the song and he can relate to the song. And so they put the two together, the photos and the song. All right, number two, he is dedicating the song to the Dodgers to let them know, hey, over here, you know, I'll waive that no trade clause, right? You don't have to worry about that. I won't play hard to get. I'll waive it. Let me know. I'll be happy to do that. Yeah, look, I got a pen right here. Maybe he's sending a message to the Dodgers. Maybe he's just reinforcing that, hey, I really want to be there, knowing that an Instagram post ain't going to get that accomplished. But it never hurts, I guess. To let them know. And maybe they start thinking about it more, right? That's one possible objective in mind that Arenado had. He wants to wear the Dodger blue. So why not use a new hit song, Dodger Blue, to let them know about it? See, it ties everything in together. So that's number two. That could be a reason for this. Probably is part of the reason for this, but I don't know. Who knows? He does. Number three, Arenado hears that the Cardinals and the Dodgers are talking. He's fired up and he couldn't control himself. He's so excited by what his agent or someone else told him. Talking to the Dodgers. I don't know what's happening, but they're talking. They're talking. That's a good sign. So we'll just see how this goes over the next couple of weeks. And the winter meetings start, December 9th, I think, in Dallas. And that's when it does heat up. So maybe Arenado is just... he's heard some stuff from his people and maybe he's starting to get a little cranked up about it. But listen, that's just talking. If they're talking, they're talking. I think we all knew the Dodgers would be among the teams that would have a conversation or conversations, plural, with the Cardinals about Arenado. You know, that's what this time of year, that's what you do. You know, general managers, president of baseball operations, they all stay in touch, text message, email, occasional mobile phone call, and, you know, just kind of compare thoughts and ideas. What do you think about this? Or what would you be willing to do? We just need to kind of outline what your thoughts are before we can react to them and then maybe present our thoughts. So the fact that they'd be talking doesn't really mean much at all in the grand scheme of things. Maybe Nolan Arenado, number four, maybe he's just a huge Kendrick Lamar fan. And why not? Kendrick Lamar is from L.A. Arenado's from L.A. I'm sure Nolan Arenado has listened to everything, every track that Kendrick Lamar has put out, because he's about as big as it gets right now in music. And listen, I think I mentioned, but 17 Grammys. The other thing is, and I'll give you a little known fact, at least among sports fans. In 2018, Kendrick Lamar won the Pulitzer Prize in the music category. Pulitzer Prize winning Kendrick Lamar, I'll have you know. And there's no award that he hasn't received, basically. And so Arenado's got to be a huge fan. And so maybe this was his way of giving a little tip of the cap to Kendrick Lamar. And again, I repeat, why not? And certainly you can understand why he's a huge fan of Kendrick Lamar instead of Kendrick Lamar's nemesis, Drake, right? I mean, who would pick Drake over Kendrick Lamar? Go to Canada. That's where, I'm just kidding. Go to Canada. That's where Drake's from, right? Lamar's U.S. Just kidding. You never know in these times we live in. You know, somebody makes a joke about a country or maybe politics and everyone's metaphorically ready to start dropping bombs. You know, I'm going to declare war. Yeah, okay. It's okay. Number five, Arenado knows that the trade is close to getting done. I saw some people speculate on that, and I would be surprised. I mean, I would be hugely surprised if he knew that or he was trying to say that. Well, first of all, if he knew that and then was trying to pass that along, a little cryptic note, well, this thing's just about done. That's why I'm playing this song, Dodger Blue, right? See? Hint, hint. Are you picking up on this? You know, Arenado being clever, dropping clues. I would say no to this for a very simple reason. The Dodgers and the Cardinals aren't close to anything the Dodgers aren't close to anything else, really. They gave Tommy Edman a contract extension. Good for Tommy Edman. Happy for him. But the Dodgers are in mad pursuit of Juan Soto, the top free agent in the market, and that is going to be an incredibly massive contract, $600 million or so. And until they know whether they're going to win the sweepstakes, they're not going to be trading for Nolan Arenado for very simple reasons. And follow the dots, connect the dots, right? As long as the Dodgers are bidding on Soto, until that's resolved, they're kind of in a holding pattern on a move that would be pertinent regarding a Nolan Arenado. Because if the Dodgers sign Juan Soto, right, that means Mookie Betts is not the right fielder. Mookie Betts will go to second base. He can play just about anywhere, but he would go to second base. And if Soto is the right fielder, Mookie Betts plays second. Gavin Lux, who's been playing second, can move to shortstop, and he can field that okay. And his bat came alive last year. And he's a young guy with a lot of talent. Maybe they could find another shortstop to go with it, someone really good glove man, which is exactly what they did last year. And then Max Muncy stays at third. If Soto's in right field, that means the domino effect, Max Muncy stays at third. And for those of you who said, well, Arenado's better than Muncy, Max Muncy's a very underrated player. Take a look at his stats and take a look at how he just destroys right-handed pitching. And he's better defensively than he gets credit for. And the Dodgers love him. That's the other thing. So they're happy with Max Muncy at third base. He's more of a sure thing offensively, much, much more certain offensively than Nolan Arenado is at this point. And they're not going to bounce Max Muncy. They can't move him to first base. Freddie Freeman's there. They're not going to bounce Max Muncy from third base just because they want to have a defensive upgrade there. I don't see that. And they add the additional payroll expense. Oh, they could afford Arenado, but I don't know that that's the point in this case. Maybe if the Cardinals give them away. But anyway, but as long if the Dodgers get Soto, forget about it. If the Dodgers don't get Soto, okay, maybe there's more to this because Betts stays in right field. You would have Lux playing second base. You had a Betts in right field. You had Muncy moving from third base to second. You have Gavin Lux and someone else to be named later in shortstop, and you plug Arenado in at third. Sorry, I screwed that up at first. See, it proves I don't have a script. I have notes, but I don't have a script. So, yeah, it would work in theory. It would be plausible if Juan Soto signs elsewhere and the Dodgers can activate plan B, plan C, plan D, and all that. Number six, why did Nolan Arenado do this with the Dodger Blue soundtrack to a collection of photos he posted on Instagram. Well, maybe he was in a mischievous mood. Maybe he wanted to just, you know, have that little devil dancing around, stirring Cardinals fans up, making people like me, you know, just say, wait a minute, what's going on here? What does this mean? What is the, is there a hidden meaning here? Or is he trying to tell us something? What exactly is the message? Let us try to decipher this, right? And it was just his way of stirring the pot. He loves Kendrick Lamar. I mean, he loves LA. The Dodger Blue thing fit. Maybe it's nothing more than that, or maybe Nolan Arenado's just trying to have a little fun here. And it worked, because if he was trying to troll whomever, you know, Cardinals fans were in there like bees swarming and buzzing, either condemning Arenado or, you know, declaring their eternal support and loyalty to Arenado. So mission accomplished, and you got people like me talking about it, but I'm doing it in the spirit of fun rather than people. I was just seeing some people in my profession, it's like, oh my goodness, like they're taking this is like as serious as a coronary episode. I'm not quite there with that. I'm a long way from that. I'm having a good time with this, but I'm also explaining, if you want some possible reasons that might have been in there, I'm giving you some. Number seven, the final one, he's letting John Mozeliak know, hey, you know, I told you I got an open mind and you were going to tell me if you had anything and then we could talk whether I consider it, wait, the no trade. I want to be traded. I want to be traded. Well, that sounds nice and dramatic, right? But come on. If he wants to be traded, he can have his agent send a text message to Mo or an email or an actual, you know, make an actual phone call and or shoot his own video, the agent, letting John Mozeliak and the Cardinals know, my client really does want to be traded. So let's try to make something happen. And if it's the Dodgers, that would be outstanding. See, I think Arenado would have let everyone in that Cardinals organization know, anyone pertinent to this decision. He would have let that message would have been sent already, and there's no reason to send it on Instagram. Now, if Arenado privately let the Cardinals know, or his agent let him know a couple weeks ago, you know, he's really feeling maybe it's best to move on. Okay, maybe this is Arenado in that spirit or in that context. Maybe this was Arenado nudging him a little bit. I don't really buy it. I still think he's just trying to have fun. I think he's trying to get people buzzing about this, mission accomplished. So with that in mind, now I could cut it off here, but I got to thinking, well, what's going to happen the next time it seems like there's a lot of media pundit, baseball pundits talking about, oh, I'm hearing the Yankees, you know, oh, I'm hearing the Astros. Oh, hey, keep an eye on Philadelphia, you know, that kind of thing. Is Arenado going to come up with a song to fit that market? Anytime a market is seriously connected to trade discussions with the Cardinals over his future? Well, I came prepared. What about if it's the Yankees? Well, you got New York, New York by Sinatra. That's a classic. Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z. An underrated song, New York Minute by Don Henley. There are many, 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 many more, including one of my favorites, New York, I Love You by LCD Sound System. And then there's a Duke Ellington classic, Take the A-Train. But I don't know if the A-Train actually goes into the Bronx, the Yankee Stadium. And I've ridden the A-Train, I've gone to Yankee Stadium in the Bronx several times during my sports writing career. I don't recall ever getting on the A-Train, but it's Duke Ellington, right? I don't know if the kids would understand what that song is. It's also instrumental. There's no lyrics. How about Boston? They're already linked. Well, Arenado could go with Sweet Caroline, even though that's annoying. It's played out. I'm sick of it. The Red Sox came up with it at the time. It was a good thing. They're going to play Sweet Caroline. I don't know if it's during the seventh inning stretch or after the seventh inning. I forget. And then, you know, 20,000 other sports teams adopted it. And so now you can't get away from it. And it is a great song, but I'm like, just can someone make it stop? but it is very much associated with the Red Sox and specifically Fenway Park. So that would be one that would let people know, right? So would I'm Shipping Up to Boston by the Dropkick Murphys, another Boston tie-in song, big time. I have one, an old favorite of mine. It's not a hugely popular or prominent band, and they've been disbanded for decades. The Modern Lovers, they have a song, Boston-based band, by the way, have a song called Roadrunner. Check it out sometime. It's outstanding. It's fun. About driving through the night, around the Boston area. Gonna go to the Stop and Shop, right, with the radio on. See, I'm going to give you some lyrics. Then there's another classic back in the 60s, the Standells, another Boston band called Dirty Water. You've probably heard that. Check it out. By the way, I'm a music man of every generation. If you say, well, Bernie, you're giving us a lot of outdated stuff. You're showing your age. Well, yeah, because I have music collection, basically, like massive music collection from every decade of my life. The 50s, although I was born at the tail end of the 50s, but my parents and relatives listened to 50s music, so I learned a lot of that as a kid. But I started becoming musically aware in the 60s and have been intense about loving music, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, aughts, right up until today. So, yeah, my catalog's got a lot of stuff from a lot of eras. So I can talk some Kendrick Lamar with you, but I can also talk about the Standells, right, or Duke Ellington. What about Philly? They've been linked to Arenado. Okay, what about Philly? Will Smith, Summertime, that was a big hit. You got that one. There's a local hit. This wasn't a hit, I should say, but they love it in Philadelphia. It's by Philadelphia-based Hall & Oates. It's called Fall in Philadelphia. Get it? Fall in Philadelphia, October baseball, Phillies, Arenado at third base. I don't know if enough people would know the song, but that would be a really cryptic clue, right? Then you have Philadelphia Freedom by Elton John. That fits because if Arenado wants out and he wants to play for a team that's got a shot to win a World Series in the next couple, 3 years, he would get his freedom to go to Philadelphia, right? Philadelphia Freedom. That would be appropriate, I think. Also, there's one that's a great song based on Philadelphia, in Philadelphia, but it doesn't fit. The mood doesn't fit. That would be Springsteen's Grammy Award winning Streets of Philadelphia, which is the name of the film that got all kinds of Academy Awards, starring Tom Hanks. But it doesn't, the mood doesn't fit. All right, Houston, you got all kinds of things in Houston, and they're a possibility if a trade's going to be made. You got Still Tippin' by Mike Jones. You got Welcome to Houston by Slim Thug. You know, I used to hang out with Slim Thug back in the day a little bit. Yeah, I see you didn't know that one either, did you? Yeah. You got ZZ Top, Heaven, Hell, or Houston. You got Dream About Me, Black Crowes. Maybe the Astros would be dreaming about Arenado. And then one I can't leave out, even though it's more of a dance song, but it begins with Houston, Texas native Archie Bell declaring up front on the song Tighten Up. He's like, I'm Archie Bell, and these are the Drells, and we're from Houston, Texas. And then they start the song. The Tighten Up is just outstanding. It's been my top 100 songs of all time. So I can't discuss Houston music without mentioning Archie Bell and the Drells. His brother, by the way, was Ricky Bell, who was a great running back at USC and was great for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and died tragically young, terminal illness. But anyway, wanted to throw that in. I see people talking about Arizona with Arenado. Okay, fine. By the Time I Get to Phoenix by Glenn Campbell. That's a big-time hit. So by the time that Arenado gets to Phoenix, the Cardinals would be in last place. It's just a joke. I don't know, because actually that wouldn't work that way. There's no baseball if they would make the trade. Season wouldn't have been started yet. So anyway, I'll shut up about that. Here's one that's off the grid a little bit because I love Wilco. They have a song called Hotel Arizona. Really good. Seattle, I don't know why he would want to go there. That's the worst ballpark for hitters in the major leagues. People keep trying to match-make trades with Arenado, the Cardinals, and Seattle. And I see really dumb people actually thinking the Cardinals could get one of Seattle's, one of their top pitchers for Arenado, who would hit a lot less in that ballpark. It doesn't add up. But since you asked, got to go with the 2016 punk song by Taco Cat. Yes, you heard right. Taco Cat. I love Seattle. Okay, I'm moving along for that. The Royals, there's been a little bit of mumbling about, well, they might, who knows? Don't count them out. They're going for it. All right, fine. One song, Kansas City by Wilbert Harrison. You don't need me to explain that one, do you? Going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. Lots of pretty women there, and I'm going to get me one. So that's it. I'm going to leave it right at that. You have Toronto. Isn't it funny how Toronto's rumored to be in on any player available? Like, you know, at any given time, you can read reports and speculation that Toronto is involved in discussion for, oh, I don't know, about 327 players simultaneously. But how come nobody goes there? Well, some do, but you get my point. Listen, you're on your own with a song to play that represents Canada, Toronto specifically. You want to go Leonard Cohen? You can do that. Tragically Hip, a revered band? You can do that. Neil Young, Gordon Lightfoot, Bare Naked Ladies, the aforementioned Drake. Have at it. I have no opinion on that or no recommendations. Anyway, I'll close this down now. I wanted to have some fun with this. I really do believe that Arenado was just having a good time knowing that people would get buzzing. And he alluded to that. Well, he made a playful comment under his video in response to all the comments that came pouring in. So anyway, we'll see where this ends up. But I appreciate Nolan Arenado for doing this because it gave me something different to talk about and to actually mix in a little music as well. So I hope you didn't mind it too much. We'll get back to the serious baseball analysis very soon. You all take care. I could be back later. You never know with me. Thank you very much for supporting my YouTube channel and the Bernie Miklas Show.